You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his first foreign trip during his third term in office on Friday as he left for home after attending the G7 summit in Italy. Barely days after taking oath as the Prime Minister of India, Modi held talks with several world leaders, including British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and French President Emmanuel Macron. The highlights of his diplomatic engagements in the European country, however, were his meetings with US President Joe Biden and Canadian counterpart Justin Trudeau. The Union government will not tolerate malpractice and irregularities in the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said on Friday, but indicated that scrapping the entire entrance examination was unlikely as the sanctity of the process could not be judged by irregularities in a handful of sessions. Kate Middleton has provided a major update on her comeback amid the ongoing cancer battle. Ahead of the Trooping the Colour parade this weekend, the Princess of Wales confirmed that she is set to make her first public appearance in the upcoming royal event. After remaining away from the spotlight for months, Kate confirmed via a pre-recorded video on 22nd March that she has been undergoing cancer treatment and has taken a break from royal duties. Former India cricketer Mohammad Kaif criticized Pakistan for playing poor cricket in the ongoing T20 World Cup 2024. The Babar Azam-led side were knocked out of the tournament after USA vs. Ireland Group A match got washed out without a ball being bowled in Lauderhill. The twin losses to USA and India proved to be costly for Pakistan. Although they came back strongly to beat Canada in their third fixture, but they no longer had their fate in their own hands. Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman's goofy team-up would inevitably churn out all-time high demand for Deadpool and Wolverine. But who knew the numbers would drop even before the insanely anticipated movie's actual premiere date? Marvel's first R-rated MCU movie is more than ready to set a precedent unlike others by making and breaking records unknown.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.